Hi everyone, hope you're having a great day today. Today we're going to talk about helping during learning time. So one of the things that you need to do is be proactive. And I'm going to make a list. I've got 8 things I want to talk about and how that will help you. So on the first one is organize a space. Have a space that specially that you're going to work with, and every day that child knows, okay, this area is my space to work with, and have your material organized. This will help them feel less anxious, and you too, because it'll already be there. You know what you're doing. Also, if you have the task box, say, okay, these 3 today we're going to work on, pull them out. Today's Monday, we're pulling these 3 out. And this is what we're working on today. And then we can also work on some other things. List your schedule. Let them know, okay, first this, then this, then this, then break time. And then they come back to the table and they do maybe 3 more different things and then break time. Schedule around 1 to 2 hours is plenty of time. Then with the schedule and the rules, also list the rules that you want them to do. And then they know what to expect. They say, okay, this is Monday. I'm working on this and this. The third thing is try new things. Change up the activities. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to say, oh, well, because that also shows them if the activity failed or whatever you're doing. And believe me, it's happened. I've done a whole lesson plan thinking this is a great lesson plans, and it didn't turn out the way that I wanted to. And it happens to all of us, teachers and parents. But this will help them to understand that it's okay. If things didn't go right, just say, oh, well, next time do better, or we'll change it to make it better. This will give them the tools, the strategy they need to, instead of, you know, it didn't go right and then they have a meltdown. Provide snacks. You know, we all get hungry or need thirsty, and make sure they have water and they have a time, like maybe they're working on 3 things and they want for their break time, they chose to do snack time. This will give them something to look forward to. And when you're doing a snack, I give them a little extra time. Instead of 5-minute break, maybe give them a 7 to 10 minute break. It depends on how fast they eat. And then join in the activity. If they're working on something, and let's say they're coloring a page or something, ask them if it's okay if you colored a little bit, or answer a question, or fill in a blank word or something. They will feel you're interested in a good way. And it's a good way also to introduce games and to teach them to take turns, provide help. Don't demand that they do the job. Don't demand that the job needs to get done is what I'm trying to say. But provide help and find ways for them to solve the problem. And it doesn't mean, I'm not just talking about like the activity if they're working on a math problem or reading a passage or something like that. Yes, you do want to help them with that, but also help them with other things too. Like when you're playing a game, teach them how to take turns and be patient. Don't speak down to them in a negative way. It does not solve anything. Provide praises and words of encouragement. If they didn't do a good job, say, oh, well, or just say, let's try that again. And try to be positive about it, not negative. And the last thing is, and this is kind of an important thing, and I'm going to talk a little more about it in a minute, is teach them to self-care for themselves. Don't do everything for them. I know when they're real little, we're brushing their teeth, we put them in the tub, they're washing their hair and stuff like that. And I understand if they're really little. But as they get older, we need to teach them how to self-care for themselves. You don't want to be doing that at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. They can do that, and you need to teach them. I understand that they have sensory issues, and brushing the teeth is maybe a big struggle. But they got a lot of things out there nowadays that you can just have them bite down on something, a water pick type thing, and clean up their teeth and their mouth. Or, you know, make bath time fun, have them make soaps or shampoos and stuff like that, and have them wash their hair. But this is important to do when they're young, because what happens is they get older and they don't take care of themselves anymore. And you're trying to get them to be independent, be able to do that. And all of a sudden, they're not taking care of themselves personally. So those things need to be taught at a very young age. Now, like I said, with the brushing the teeth, sometimes make sure it's a soft brush, though, because if they're super sensitive, it's like taking sandpaper and trying to brush your teeth. Now, would you want to do that? No. So we have to find alternate ways for them to clean their teeth. And there are some things out there for that to do. But I've seen where parents are saying, okay, now my kid, you know, is 13, 14, 15, and they're not taking a shower, they're not brushing their teeth, they're not taking care of their body the way that they should, using deodorant and things like that. And now you're trying to teach a teenager to do that, and it's very difficult to do. And if you want them to be someday maybe living in a center or something and take care of themselves, these are some things that they need to be able to learn and to do. So that is my short little podcast for today. I hope that it helped you in some way. And I don't have a little story today. I kind of got behind on a few things during spring break. I'll be glad when next week's here so I get back into my regular routine. But, you know, guys, I really hope that this has helped you in some ways. My little podcast, I know they're just short little clips, but maybe just one small voice out there that have worked with all types of disabilities, not just autism. Autism is my favorite. I love those kids because their love is so pure. If you have a Netflix, there's that movie, or it's a series actually, and it's called Love on the Spectrum. And that really shows what I'm talking about, how they love is so pure. And if you watch that, we'll talk about that later, but it's a good show to watch. I really enjoyed it. I'm on season 2 right now. But if you have any questions or any concerns or something you'd like me to talk about, just drop me an email at gdebra055@gmail.com. Have a blessed day.